Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Eisenreich. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Pecota. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Gary Thurman. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Charlie Leibrandt. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Donald Nixon. Batting second. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting third. The DH, Mickey Brantley. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Presley. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Alvin Davis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dave Valley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dave Hengel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Quiñones. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Scott Bankhead. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Quiñones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Donald Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bradley. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Bradley steals second. Mickey Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brantley strikes out. Two outs. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Presley reaches second base with a double. Bradley scores. It's 1-0, Mariners. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White moves to second. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Valley and he is out, Presley applying the tag. Eisenreich moves to second. Two outs. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota takes first base on ball four. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a fly ball into right field. Hengel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Royals nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hengel hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Quiñones moves to second. Donald Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Quiñones moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Quiñones scores. Reynolds scores. Nixon moves to second. It's 3-0, Mariners. Mickey Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brantley is 0 for 1 in the game. Brantley hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis fields the ball and throws to Bankhead covering. Safe. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson is hit by the pitch. Thurman moves to second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thurman moves to third. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Valley and he is safe. Wilson steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Hengel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thurman tags and scores. Wilson tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Mariners. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Royals 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Presley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 0 for 1 in the game. Valley strikes out. Two outs. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hengel is 0 for 1 in the game. Hengel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Librandt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Mariners 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up towards third. Presley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into left field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pecota hits a pop-up towards short. Quiñones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Royals 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Rey Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Quiñones hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Donald Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk strikes out. One out. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thurman hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Royals 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brantley is 0-for-2 in the game. Brantley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Presley hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Mariners. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tartabull for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 3, Mariners, 3. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 0-for-2 in the game. Valley hits a pop-up towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hengel is 0-for-2 in the game. Hengel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Reed now pitching. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pecota strikes out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Reed covering, for the out. Two outs. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Quiñones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Rey Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Quiñones takes first base on ball 4. John Moses pinch runs for Rey Quiñones. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Pecota settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donald Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moses moves to second. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Bradley takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to third. Nixon moves to second. Mickey Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brantley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Seitzer settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Seitzer. Mickey Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brantley is 0-for-3 in the game. Brantley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Presley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners 3. The Royals will come to bat. Mario Diaz now playing shortstop. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-3 in the game. Seitzer strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-3 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 0-for-3 in the game. Valley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hengel is 0-for-3 in the game. Hengel strikes out. Two outs. Mario Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners 3. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. White is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scotty Madison pinch hits for Bill Pecota. Scotty Madison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madison hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Valley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. John Davis now pitching. Angel Salazar now playing shortstop. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Mike Kingery pinch hits for Donald Nixon. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingery hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bradley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Phelps pinch hits for Mickey Brantley. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bradley moves to second. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Presley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Presley takes first base on ball 4. Bradley moves to third. Phelps moves to second. Jerry Gleaton now pitching. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-4 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners 3. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Kingery now playing center field. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-3 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Thurman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Valley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Jackson pinch runs for Jamie Quirk. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Diaz fields it and throws to second for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 4 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hengel. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. Wilson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett is walked intentionally. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 4 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive towards third. Presley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Gene Garber now pitching. Larry Owen now catching. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Valley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Bradley pinch hits for Dave Hengel. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White misplays the ball. That's an error on White. Bradley moves to second. Jim Weaver pinch runs for Scott Bradley. Jerry Naran pinch hits for Mario Diaz. Jerry Naran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews pinch hits for Harold Reynolds. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Seattle Mariners, 3. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.